BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. Nearly 2 million people have now been evacuated from coastal areas of Bangladesh and the East Indian states of West Bengal and Odisha as Cyclone Amphan, classed as extremely severe, approaches across the Bay of Bengal. The mass evacuation has been complicated by the battle to curb coronavirus. The authorities are trying to limit the number of people in each shelter. Snigdha Chakraborty is from a humanitarian organisation helping vulnerable people.
We are most concerned about the people who are living in the coast, who already had weak homes, you know, poor infrastructure, did not have access to the income, or they almost used their savings due to the COVID-19 situation. And now this is coming in and they have to move to the cyclone shelter in the midst of COVID-19. So people are really concerned.
The phased reopening of schools in South Korea has begun in another sign of a return to normality following the coronavirus outbreak. Pupils had to get used to widely separated desks fitted with plastic dividers. They were given hand sanitizers and temperature checks. European Union tourism ministers are holding a video meeting today to discuss restarting the industry, which has been very hard hit by the pandemic. Also today, the Greek Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, is due to set out his plans for the sector. Here's Andrew Walker.
Tourism is a major source of employment and income in many EU countries, such as Greece and Spain. The sector's largely shut down, and EU tourism ministers will discuss the scope to restart it, while in Greece, the Prime Minister plans to set out his approach. The beginning of what is normally the peak summer season is only a few weeks away. The European Commission has proposed guidelines, including the limited opening of travel opportunities based on the prevalence of the virus, both in destination countries and regions, and in tourists' places of origin. The Commission also says decisions should take account of the feasibility of virus containment measures during journeys.
World News from the BBC.